The true teachers of art. Cats, squirrels, bush babies, lemurs, and meerkats. When learning hair, painting hair alone can be very disorienting. And painting a portrait to go along with it will certainly be extremely distracting. Especially in computer world, you can paint the hair over a nice photo. It is a pleasant and exquisite way of practicing challenging art talents without any distractions. Today, the so-called artists do not want you to do tracing, paint overs, color picking, or photo bashing, and all these words are pretty much derogatory and used as insults. They are used to destroy artists. I just use them here for clarity. The so-called artists just want you to believe that they could always draw and mix color perfectly, that they are special and superior, and that slightly misshapen freehand art is the mark of a true artist. Please, just ignore them, and ignore their so-called teachers, too. The methods I present here allow you to learn at your own pace, and in a sequence that fits you best, a sequence that calls to you. The real definition of a real artist is a cheerful and lovely person that is always creating art. In other words, we needed a name for people who are always creating art, like all the time. And we came up with the word artist. Fine by me. Working on top of a photo to focus on what you need is not the whole story. I don't quite know how to state this, but most animals look really cute and silly and captivating in wigs. More than that, birds need arms. I've been saying that since I was a little boy. Having wings is awesome, but still kind of unfair. And if you really need a human for practicing abdominal muscles or figures in general, ask yourself if it may be perhaps better to replace the surfer's head with the head of a sloth. Or give a hunter broader shoulders and give him a gorilla's head. Sure, it is an extra step, but there is a fancy art secret here. The thing that makes practicing art stick really well so that you remember it perfectly is having the giggles while doing it. Plus, if you are giggling and smiling while practicing your art, you actually make the entire universe more precious too. Finally, if you are not sure what animal to start with, consider cats, squirrels, bush babies, lemurs, and meerkats.